At least three more Secret Service officers implicated in that prostitution scandal in Colombia are expected to lose their jobs. There are also the various investigations at GSA and the Solyndra Solar Energy Company that got a large government loan, then went belly up. So are the controversies beginning to affect the presidential race with questions, perhaps, about the president's management style?
Joining us now, Chris Wallace, host of Fox News Sunday. Welcome back, Chris.
Thanks, guys.
So are these controversies really having an effect on the race right now?
I don't think yet, and I think we'll have to wait and see how widespread they are. But some Republicans aren't waiting. Sarah Palin yesterday said that she thought that the president's the CEO of the company and the company's having some mess ups. He needs to show more leadership. And Jeff Sessions, one of the top Republicans in the Senate, said today that it shows how much taxpayer money gets wasted by government, particularly in the case of the GSA scandal. I don't know that it's going to have a lot of traction with voters unless it becomes more widespread. But clearly Republicans think that, you know, it's a potential way to attack the president, and they're going to try to use it.
Well, as things stand now, it's looking, you know, a little dicey for the president. Recent polls show a dead heat with Mitt Romney.
Yeah, I think that the president should be concerned about that, because here Romney has gone through a very tough, bitter primary contest. He's been beaten up a lot by Santorum and Gingrich, and yet he comes out of that basically in a dead heat with the president. I talked to David Axelrod on the show last week, with the president's chief political strategist, and he said, we always thought this was going to be a tough race. I'm not sure they thought it was going to be quite this tough, but I think it's a dead even race right now, and my guess is it's going to be one of those classic races like 2000 or 2004, not like 2008, where the Republican base is solidly behind Romney, the Democratic base is solidly behind the president, and you've got about 10% of the voters in the middle, independent swing voters, and they'll decide this election.
What do you have lined up for Fox News Sunday?
Well, we are going to be talking about the Secret Service scandal, also GSA. We're going to have the chairman of the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee, so he oversees both GSA and the Secret Service. That's Joe Lieberman. We'll talk to him about what he's been hearing in daily briefings from the agencies and what he's going to do about it. And then we're going to talk some presidential politics and play a little bit of the vice presidential guessing game. We're going to talk to one of the supposed front runners as a possible running mate with Mitt Romney, and that is Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels, who, of course, a lot of people had hoped was going to run for president himself.
All right, Chris, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Chris Wallace, host of Fox News Sunday. You can catch it Sunday morning at 9 on Fox 5.